BreedStandardLibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Case Haunt Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front. Bite. Scissor. Case Haunt AKC Breed Standard. Official Standard of the Case Haunt. General Appearance. The Case Haunt, pronounced Case Haunt, is a natural, handsome, well-balanced dog with a short coupled body. They attract attention by their coloration, alert carriage, intelligent fox-like expression, characteristic spectacles, and small pointed ears. They also have a standoff coat and richly plumed tail that is well curled over the back. The coat is very thick around the neck, for part of the shoulders and chest, forming a lion-like ruff more profuse in the male. The rump and hind legs, down to the hocks, are also thickly coated, forming the characteristic trousers. The head, ears, and lower legs are covered with thick, short hair. Size, proportion, substance: the Case Haunt is medium-sized and square-appearing. They are sturdy, with bone in proportion to the overall dog, neither coarse nor lightly made. The ideal height of fully matured dogs when measured from top of withers to the ground is 18 inches for males and 17 inches for bitches. A 1-inch variance either way is acceptable. While correct size is very important, it should not outweigh that of type. When dogs are judged equal in type, the dog nearest the ideal height is to be preferred. Head expression. Expression is largely dependent on the distinctive characteristic called spectacles, a hallmark of the breed. Spectacles are a combination of markings and shadings in the orbital area which must include a delicate, dark line slanting from the outer corner of each eye toward the lower corner of each ear coupled with expressive eyebrows. Markings, or shadings, on face and head must present a pleasing appearance, imparting to the dog an alert and intelligent expression. Very serious fault: absence of dark lines which form the spectacles. Eyes should be dark brown in color, of medium size, almond-shaped, set obliquely and neither too wide apart nor too close together. Eye rims are black. False round and or protruding eyes or eyes light of color. Ears should be small, triangular in shape, mounted high on head and carried erect. Size of the ear is proportionate to the head length, approximating the distance from the outer corner of the eye to the nearest edge of the ear. Fault: ears not carried erect when at attention. Skull: the head is in proportion to the body and wedge-shaped when viewed from above. In profile, it has a defined stop. The top skull is somewhat flat and in parallel planes with the top of the muzzle. False apple head or absence of stop. Muzzle of medium length, neither coarse nor snippy, and well proportioned to the skull. The muzzle, from tip of nose to stop, should be approximately the same length as from stop to occiput. Mouth lips should be black and closely meeting, not thick, coarse or sagging, and with no wrinkle at the corner of the mouth. The teeth should be white, sound and strong, meeting in a scissor's bite. False overshot, undershot or wry mouth. Neck, top line, body. The neck should be moderately long and set well into the shoulders. The top line is straight with a slight slope to the hindquarters. The body is well ribbed, compact and strong with a good spring of rib. The easily felt prosternum is in line with the point of shoulder with a deep chest that extends approximately to the elbow. The loin is short, with the belly moderately tucked up. Tail. The tail should be moderately long and well feathered, set on high, tightly curled over the back and lying close to the body. The tail must form a part of the silhouette of the dog's body, rather than give the appearance of an appendage. Fault: tail not lying close to the back. Forequarters. The shoulder blade, upper arm and forearm are of equal length, with the highest point of the withers being in line with the elbow. Elbows are held close to the body. Forelegs are straight, seen from any angle and set behind the forechest. Distance from withers to elbows approximately equals distance from elbows to ground. Ideal shoulder angulation is moderate. Pasterns are strong with a slight slope. The feet are compact, well-rounded, cat-like. Toes are nicely arched, with black nails. Dew claws may be removed. Hindquarters: the hindquarters are well muscled, moderately angulated, and in balance with the forequarters. Hocks are perpendicular to the ground, neither under nor extended way behind the croup. Feet are the same as described in the forequarters section. Coat. The body is abundantly covered with long, straight, harsh hair standing well out from a thick, downy undercoat. Head, including muzzle, skull, and ears, are covered with smooth, soft, short hair velvety in texture on the ears. The neck is covered with a mane more profuse in the male sweeping from under the jaw and covering the whole of the front part of the shoulders and chest, as well as the top part of the shoulders. The hair on the legs is smooth and short, except for feathering on the front legs and trousers on the hind legs. Hind legs are profusely feathered down to the hocks knot below. The hair on the tail forms a rich plume. Coat must not part down the back. Bitch coat. The bitch coat may be less abundant than that of the male. Bitches should not be penalized for their shorter coats. They may also carry as much coat as their male counterparts. The bitch's coat should reflect her feminine type and appearance, making it easy to distinguish her from the male. Puppy coat. The puppy coat may be predominantly undercoat. It may feel soft in texture as it lacks the harsh guard hairs present in adults. The age and rate at which guard hair grows varies among puppies. Min 1 and J, the case hunt is to be shown in a natural state. Trimming prunus 1 bli only on feet, pasterns, hocks, and if desired whiskers. Trimming or sculpting of the coat or any grooming which alters the natural appearance to be severely penalized. False silky, wavy, or curly coats. Color and markings. A dramatically marked dog, the adult case hunt is a mixture of gray, black, and cream. This coloring may vary from light to dark. The hair of the outer coat is black-tipped, with the length of the black tips producing the characteristic shading of color. The undercoat is very pale gray or cream, never containing tan, brown, or orange tones. Puppies are often less intensely marked. The dramatic color and contrast seen in adults may be lacking in some puppies as they haven't developed the guard coat that typically determines the variations in the black color. Head, the muzzle and ears are dark in color with some natural shading, seldom solid black. Spectacles and shadings, as previously described, are characteristic of the breed and must be present to some degree. Ruff, shoulders, and trousers, the color of the ruff and trousers is lighter than that of the body. The light gray shoulder line markings must be well defined. Tail. The plume of the tail is very light in color when curled on the back and the tip of the tail is black. Legs and feet. Legs and feet are cream. False. Pronounced white markings. White foot or feet. Black markings more than halfway down the foreleg. Penciling is acceptable on the toes and feet. Very serious faults, entirely black or white or any solid color, any pronounced deviation from the color as described. Gait, the case hunt movement is clean and brisk with balanced reach and drive. They move confidently, with the head carried naturally above a steady top line, while keeping the tail tightly curled over the back. When seen from the side, they should not move with extended reach and drive. There is no overstepping or interfering between the front and rear movement. The case hunt is a double-tracking breed. The legs move parallel coming and going, but as speed increases the legs tend to slightly converge toward a center line. Temperament. Temperament is of primary importance. The case hunt is neither timid nor aggressive but, instead, is outgoing and friendly with both people and other dogs. The case hunt is a lively, intelligent, alert, and affectionate companion. Approved October 8, 2024. Effective January 1, 2025.